Welcome to Given the Boot. Benvenuti ad un'ora di musica italiana qui su CITR 101.9 FM. Io sono Linda Bull, la vostra presentatrice qui alla radio su questa trasmissione che faccio ogni martedì dalle 2 alle 3 qui a Vancouver in Canada. Welcome to all of my listeners today. As usual, started off with Michael Occhipinti and the Sicilian Jazz Project, an album that has a Juno Award nominee, and they are working on a second album, which is very exciting. That song is called Vitti na Crozza. It's a traditional Sicilian song, sung there by Miriam Toller, who actually happens to be Egyptian, but does a really wonderful Sicilian accent, actually. And today I have more music from the depths of Sicily and other places in Italy, not just in southern Italy, also from the Piemonte region in the north, but mostly from Puglia, Campania, Sicilia e Calabria. A couple of other things too. It's actually from an album which I just received in the mail from the wonderfully talented Kavisha Mazzella. She is a singer, musician, choir director and in Australia, and she is of Italian heritage. A wonderful person who I got the chance to get to know her music through a choir that she has directed for a number of years called La Voce della Luna in Melbourne in Australia. It's a choir of Italian, they sing Italian songs, which is very cool. She has such an interesting history, I find. I'll tell you more about her as the show goes on. This latest album of hers has just been released. It's called Ritornella, The Swallow, and it contains 13 songs of love and betrayal from the 1400s up to the 1900s from all parts of Italy. She said that many years ago when she first heard the soulful melodies of these old songs in a friend's cassette collection, a shiver went up her spine and she knew she had to sing them. Little did she know they'd become part of her musical destiny. Finally, she said she's recorded them and hopes that you will enjoy her interpretations. It's really quite a cool album. I've heard up until now just 3 tracks, and now I have the whole CD. I'm very excited to be bringing it to you. And I thought I'd start off with a song which I know from other people's versions of it. It's a song from Naples, from the Campania region, from the 1400s, called Volumbrella. And I'll just translate the lyrics for you so you can get an idea of what this song's about. The fig is sweet and not bitter, perfectly formed and beautiful. How every fig will ripen and mature in time. It is soft and not hard. It doesn't show itself to be sour. It's not too proud and has humility. It is without airs and graces. Now your grass is green and the world is reborn. How every fig will ripen and mature in time. The fig is half soft and fighting against the leaves. Be like them. Don't wait till you become half dry and fall on the ground. Do it in a way that you are proud, cold and beautiful, because every fig in time will ripen and mature. This is Kavisha Mazzella from her brand new album Ritornella, Volumbrella.
C'hanno chiudura, poca si formosa bella, ca unifica l'ombrella, a studiamba sammatura. Essere tanto bravo, fatte umile non superba. Ma che verde la gusto de ambas amadura.
tanto c'è l'occhio, ma non ti fa vedere acerba e non essere tanto brava, fatti umile e non superba.
Uno scampo di dolore, un ammutinamento, un'eutanasia preventiva, non ancora necessaria. Cicatrici invisibili dell'anestesia. Dell'anestesia.
Alla poesia tradotta a sapore di legno, alla bocca di sonno, alla serenità di quello che sei, che ti vedo, che ti sento, che anche da qui mi arrivano olimpionici silenzi, battaglie perse, specchi rotti, infiniti sprechi infiniti. Ti lascio una cosa, una rosa, una tentazione, uno scampo di dolore, uno scampo di bocca di sonno, alla serenità di quello che sai, che ti vedo, che ti sento, che anche da qui mi arrivano, alla poesia tradotta al sapore di legno, alla bocca di sonno, alla serenità di quello che sai, che ti vedo, che ti sento, che anche da qui mi arrivano, mi arrivano, mi arrivano. Tra me e te, niente filtri, niente reti, niente.
La voce di Pilar, Ilaria Pattesini, che è una cantante di Roma che ormai sta avendo tanto successo. Io l'ho conosciuta tramite il gruppo Sine Nomine, di cui ho fatto sentire un pezzo, sempre lei cantare, prima di quello lì. Quell'ultimo pezzo, Ti Lascio, si chiama, dal disco di Pilar che si chiama Sartoria Fuori Catalogo. E il disco di Sine Nomine invece è un disco bellissimo che si chiama Spartenza ed è il lavoro del chitarrista compositore Alessandro Girotto e ovviamente anche i suoi amici musicisti, tra cui Pilar voce, Fulvio Maras percussioni, Stefano Cesare contrabbasso, Marco Ceccato violoncello, viola da gamba, Luca Casadei fisarmonica, e tutti gli arrangiamenti e composizioni originali sono di Alessandro Girotto e la produzione era di Fulvio Maras, un grande sulla scena musicale in Italia, percussionista molto in gamba. E, volevo farvi sentire quei pezzi lì perché sono tutti collegati, diciamo, uno con l'altro, perché iniziando questa trasmissione oggi con la voce bellissima dell'australiana Kavisha Mazzella, che lei praticamente, vi spiego, è di origine italiana, suo papà era di Ischia, a dir la verità, nel Golfo di Napoli, e lei infatti è nata Paola Mazzella quando lei aveva 3 anni, insieme al padre e alla madre, che è di origine scozzese, non so, si dice burmese, della Burma, sono andati da Londra al Western Australia, l'Australia occidentale. E poi, quindi lei ha vissuto un po' a Perth, in quella zona lì, poi adesso si trova a Melbourne, dove ha iniziato una cosa molto interessante con delle donne, un coro che si chiama La Voce della Luna, che si esibisce soprattutto con pezzi di origine italiana. E prima invece a Perth per tanti anni ha diretto Le Gioie delle Donne, un altro coro. E Kavisha Mazzella ha un nuovo disco, ha diversi dischi, è molto, molto brava, ha una lunga carriera, e quest'ultimo disco si chiama Ritornella ed è un ritorno, diciamo, alle sue radici, perché è un disco di 13 pezzi, canzoni, tutte canzoni che vengono dall'Italia e sono canzoni popolari in un modo o l'altro, che vengono da tutte le parti dall'Italia, tra cui quello che abbiamo sentito, Volombrella, che è un pezzo vecchissimo del 400 della Campania. E ho fatto sentire anche una versione invece cantata da Pilar col gruppo Se ne Nomine, sempre da quel disco Spartenza, quindi per farvi sentire, diciamo, due versioni molto diverse, molto belle tutte e due, molto diverse. Vorrei anche poi proporre alcuni altri pezzi da questo bellissimo disco Ritornella di Kavisha, andando avanti con questo pezzo toscano dell'Ottocento che si chiama Maremma Amara. La Maremma ovviamente è una zona della regione della Toscana. Adesso, per quelli che parlano inglese e che non capiscono l'italiano, farò leggo la traduzione in inglese. So just going to play another song by Kavisha Mazzella from her album Ritornella, this wonderful album of Italian popular songs from way back, starting in the 1400s all the way up to the 1900s. This song called Maremma Amara, Bitter Maremma. Maremma is this area in the region of Tuscany and partly on the sea, on the west coast. And it's a very interesting, beautiful area. And the song is from the 1800s, and this is the translation of that song. Everyone talks about the Maremma, but for me, Maremma is bitter. The bird that flies loses its feathers, but I instead have lost someone dear to me. May Maremma be damned and all who love her. My heart always trembles when you go to the Maremma, because I'm afraid that you'll never return. These really quite tragic, many of them tragic love songs on this album. It's really quite heart-wrenching, but really beautiful. She has such a beautiful voice. So in a minute I'm going to be playing that track, Maremma Amara, but before that, let's just hear a couple of things from here at CITR. Don't forget, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver at UBC, and I'll be back in just a minute with some more music.
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news, as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the UBC and Kitsilano area at
The Australian Boot Company, Banyan Books and Sound, The Bike Kitchen, The Cove, Dentry's Pub, Displace Hashery, Limelight Video, The Eatery, Fresh's Best Salsa, Gargoyle's Bar and Grill, Lotusland Tattoo, Nuba Kitsilano, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and the UBC Bookstore.
Wow, it sure does pay to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus, or go online to www.citr.ca.
Keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always count on me. For sure.
Tutti mi dicono
sia maledetta mare, mare.
Scrivo piangendo questi righi per me dolorosi e che mi restano ma tanto ingollosi e nel vedermi trattare così e scrivendo la mano mi trema e di tutto ti faccio palese e m'hanno tolto la veste borghese e m'hanno tolto la mia gioventù. Caro padre, che brutti momenti, e qui non contano né pugni né schiaffi, e disse il guardia: levate i baffi, io l'avrei presa la spina nel cuore. E la mattina del 20 di marzo il guardiano mi venne a vedere e con sé ce l'aveva i barbiere e una scranna per farmi sedere. Con cattive maniere mi prese, il rasoio un l'aveva perfetto e mi raschiava, parevo un capretto, e mi aveva fini li vidi andar giù. Quando poi e gli ebban fatto tutto, il guardiano m'accennò con un dito e disse: questo è il vostro vestito. E nel vederlo mi fece tremare. Questo numero che oggi indossate vi cancella dai nome casato, 107 sarete chiamato e a Ridolfo Foscati mai più. 107 sarete chiamato e a Ridolfo foscati mai più.
Canta da sé, più lo si invoca, meno. avvicinarmi voglio.
Quei giochi belli salutarmi voglio.
E piano piano ci avvicineremo.
Quei giochi belli saluteremo.
Ebbene venga, maggio e maggio l'è venuto.
Maggio, that's the name of that song. It's also got a Tuscan connection. It's by Riccardo Tesi and Maurizio Geri, who are two of the members of Banda Italiana, a fantastic Tuscan group who are going to be coming to BC this July for a tour of the West Coast, including the Vancouver Folk Music Festival and Island Music Fest, and they'll be playing in Harrison Festival of the Arts as well as a few other places. So keep your eyes peeled. I'll be, of course, giving information about their tour. On that track, this is actually a double album called Sopra I Tetti di Firenze, Above the Rooftops of Florence. And it's a double album homage to the Tuscan folk singer Caterina Bueno, who I played just earlier. And that song there, Maggio, is a classic. And it also featured the very famous rock singer Piero Pelù, who was from Florence, Neapolitan Daniele Sepe on saxophone, I think soprano sax on that track, and Il Coro delle Mietitrici di Scansano, the women's voices in the background there. Very cool album that. It features lots of guests, singers and musicians, including Gianna Nannini, another famous Tuscan rock singer, also Nada, and who else is on that? Oh, actually, some of the tracks actually feature Caterina Bueno's voice, although she obviously has not been around for quite some time, but a wonderful group, Riccardo Tesi and Maurizio Geri, and a bunch of other people on that album, Sopra I Tetti di Firenze. And yeah, we just have a bit of a Tuscan set there, a Ginevra Di Marco, who was one of my favorite female singers. She's also from Tuscany. She's done quite a lot of collaboration with Riccardo Tesi and Maurizio Geri and Claudio Carboni on albums that relate to the Tuscan folk tradition. Her latest album is called Canti Richiami d'Amore, and it is an absolute stunner of an album. She's got a remarkable voice and has just got a wonderful musicality. Monte Sole was the name of the track that I played from that album. And Caterina Bueno was snuck in there with her song. Well, it's not hers. It's a traditional song called Storia del 107. It's a story about a guy who's in prison. I'm unsure what the actual where that song comes from. There seems to be quite a lot of conjecture over it, but there are a couple of websites out that you can find out these information. Italian folk songs, I know. Canti di Maremma e d'Anarchia, Songs from Maremma and of Anarchy, is the title of the album there by Caterina Bueno. Started off with Caviscia Mazzella from her brand new album Ritornella, Maremma Amara. With one M. Maremma with two M's, Amara with one M. It means bitter Maremma. And I have got lots more music to try and squeeze in before now and the end of the show in roughly 10 minutes, which is sort of crazy. I don't know how this show just seems to get away from me. I wanted to mention that if you want to listen another time, you can always go to citr.ca and you can look for the podcast of this show or any other show that you like here at CITR 101.9 FM. My podcast will be up and running usually, well, a few hours after the show, at least definitely tomorrow, and you can listen at your pleasure by going there and clicking on the shows and podcasts link and then click on the name of my show, Give 'em the Boot. Every Tuesday from 2 to 3, of course, you can just listen in live, and I hope that some of you do, and I know that one of my listeners, Bart, who won the tickets last week to go and see the film Italo Barocco, he's listening because he just gave me a call to say thank you, and thank you, Bart, for listening, and I'm glad that you enjoyed the film. I've got to say, too, that the film was absolutely stunning. Reel to Reel International Film Festival for Youth is a wonderful festival that's going on. It's mostly happening at the Van City Theatre, but also some things happening at the Roundhouse Community Centre and the SFU Goldcore Centre for the Arts. It's a festival running from April 4th to April 11th, so there's still a few days left. And I had the pleasure of interviewing Alessia Scarso, who is the young director of the film, the Italian film that was at this year's festival called Italo Barocco, which is an absolutely heartwarming film about a dog, a stray dog, in a small town in Sicily called Scicli. And it's actually a true story, and it was filmed in the town, actual town, with people from the area. And it's a feature, her first feature film, full-length film. Really, she did a wonderful job. The music was absolutely stunning, actually. The soundtrack's lovely. And the film was, I think it was a real tearjerker for many people. It was great. I really enjoyed it. And I also enjoyed meeting Alessia, who, if she's listening, ciao, Alessia. She is very down to earth and really lovely to speak with. And she gave a little bit of a question and answer time after the film just to fill people in on how the film was made. It was quite interesting. I also had the pleasure of meeting Nino Giacuso, who is the Swiss-Italian director of a film that's actually was just showing today. It unfortunately, I couldn't get to see it, but it was showing on Sunday. It was a Canadian premiere, actually, as it was for Italo Barocco. And the premiere of this film, Shana the Wolf's Music, is actually filmed in and around Merritt, BC. So it's sort of like a Swiss-Canadian co-production, and quite an interesting story as well. And it was lovely to speak with Nino. So I really thank both of those people for spending the time to talk with me, and also to the Istituto Italiano di Cultura in Vancouver, who also helped finance and bring these directors, or definitely helped bring Alessia to Vancouver so that she could be there at the Canadian premiere of her film. So if you want to find out also what other wonderful cultural events are going on in town, the Istituto has a range of free lectures going on. And tomorrow night, there's a really interesting one called Animals in Roman Life and Culture, which I think I'm going to go to. It's a Par Italia talk by Dr. Michael McKinnon, drawing upon the vast pool of animal bones collected from Roman sites. The talk surveys how the study of animals in Roman antiquity reveals key information about the character and behavior of people of these times. Very interesting. Free, of course, as almost everything is there. And if you want to find out more, you can give them a call. But there's no registration required, and it's free admission, 6:15 at the Istituto Italiano di Cultura, which is on 510 West Hastings Street, downtown, and that's tomorrow night. Okay, I want to play one more song from Kavisha Mazzella's new album. This one comes from the Abruzzi region. It's actually a fairly recent song from the 1900s called Scura Maie. And I'll just translate the lyrics for you. It says, "Poor me, my heart is black. You've died, and what can I do except scratch my face and cut my hair in mourning? You've left your family without shoes and without a thing. When we awake in the morning, the children ask for food, but there is no bread. Poor me, my heart is black. When we returned home from the funeral, the creditors had taken all our things. I went to the courts, but they still took our things. Poor me, my heart is black. I had a little house, but now I'm homeless without bread, without a bed to sleep in, and the dogs are always barking. Poor me, my heart is black."
Scura mai, scura mai. Tu sei morta, kind of faccia, m'ome stracin, trecin faccia, m'ome eto quod se taglia, scura maia, scura maia. Lasciata una famiglia, scaita nuda di causa, che appena si risveglia, vuole il pane di milaia, scura mai, scura mai. Casa aí.
Pace non sa buamuga il praio alla stari.
La voce indimenticabile di Dominique Mancuso è un italo-canadese, diciamo italo o siciliano-canadese di Toronto. Ha vinto il premio Juno per il suo disco Comfortably Mine, il primo disco in lingua italiana a vincere questo premio qui in Canada. Mi vuoto, una vecchia canzone siciliana. Allora, è tutto per me qui su Give Me The Boot. Adesso vi devo salutare, ci vediamo, ci sentiamo la settimana prossima. Grazie per essere stati con me oggi. Alla prossima vi lascio con un po' di informazione e non andate via, perché poi verrà il prossimo programma Radio Free Thinker. Grazie mille, ciao a tutti.